everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. Here on Facebook, Thursday edition. The idea of today is it's a year-end edition. Programs that we would normally be able to provide to you on Thursdays, but Facebook has become a very interesting vehicle. People have been able to relate to each other by talking about the very subjects that I present. So this will be a short 10 to 15 minute presentation, and then I'll leave it to you to discuss with each other. And of course, my eye will be watching. Maybe responding. This is the end of the year, December 29th, I believe, or December 30th. What is today? Thursday the 30th. So at the end of the year, there's always this thing about resolutions, and people make resolutions. What are they going to do? What do you think is the single most resolution that people make? What do you think? If more people made more resolutions, what do you think the resolution is? It is simply this one. I promise to spend more time with family and friends. That's what people say. Number one resolution. Now, why would people choose that? They do because they feel something is lacking. At this time of year, towards the end of the year, a kind of depression looms. And one of the things about depression is you don't feel like you have a family. You feel alone. Depression is a sense of aloneness. You might even have a physical family, but, you know, you don't have a family. You feel like there is nobody there. So around this time of year, this is kind of short light cycle moodiness that tends to come over. And what people say to themselves, well, I do have more control over this. If I had more friends, or if I had more family, or if I spent more time, because it's all up to me, I could make it happen. What is it that separates us? Well, from family, as you grow up, you can see a lot of things, a lot of reasons why you don't want to spend time with your family. Families could be horrible. They could be nasty, judgmental, critical. And you could eventually say to yourself, you know, this is not a good time. There are certain families that I've seen which are very good together, connected, play music together, do things. But a lot of people say, I don't want to be around my family. My family is miserable. My independence, my growing, my new year would be to be less dependent on my family and more dependent on myself. So that's some of the things that people hope for. But then what about the friends? Why don't you spend more time with your friends? Well, there we run into a bunch of things. This is Armand DeMille with you with the Facebook edition of The Positive Mind, where your friends and your family kind of compose your tribe. You know, if everybody had a tribe, it's your friends and family. But let's say that you have very little family and you had a lot of friends and that was your tribe. These are your friends. These are the people you depend on. What's wrong with that? There's a lot of things that go wrong. First of all, the friends that you had back then, 5 years ago, were when you had a certain level of consciousness. And a certain level of consciousness meant that your mind was in one particular place. Let's go out drinking, let's go out going around the bars, let's go out dancing. And you may have changed. And the very friends that you used to do bopping around with may no longer be, you might not be interested in doing the same thing. So you could change. Now, we all know that we do change as we get older. So it would be kind of amazing that the very same friends you had back then would be the friends you have now. Because people grow in different directions. Another difficulty quite often happens since most couples, 50% of the couples, split up. Are they friends who are friends of yours or your mates? And mates choose between friends. I mean, friends choose between mates. You know, I'm his friend, I'm her friend. You very rarely do you find somebody who's a friend to both people. Because that always, like we said yesterday in the program, becomes triangulation. So things happen, and divorce friends are difficult. They remind you of you as a couple. They're usually a couple. That's the other thing about friends. If you're alone and your friends are all united, you know, they're all part of a couple, sometimes it feels bad to be with them. Age makes a difference. As you get older, you may not want to be doing the same playful things. Illness makes a difference. Everybody gets their bones begin to creak as you get older. And sometimes the effort that it takes to be with friends becomes more difficult, takes more time. Priorities change as well. Your priorities of your friends over your family, you have grandchildren and things like that, and you kind of are choosing, well, let me go where it's safe. But we know, every one of us, that we want to maintain some kind of friendships. We want to be connected. If you're not connected to anybody else other than your family, you're in trouble. This world needs connections, especially with people like you, the audience here, people who are sensitive and kind. Well, one of the reasons that we may not want to see our friends is because of how we look. What if you became a little creaky or wrinkly or overweight or underweight? Maybe it's appearances. Maybe you don't want people to look at you and talk about you. Sometimes you think that's maybe what happens. The level of friendships are always important because if I were to define what a friendship is, it could be an acquaintance or it could be it could be somebody who's a real buddy who you would tell anything to. Like somebody you would discuss your most intimate secrets with. That's a real close friendship. I have a friend in Germany, one of my closest friends, and we barely ever talk. We don't talk about things. And I swear next year I'm going to talk to him more often. That's the kind of feeling it is. I miss him. That's Dieter. Hey, where is Dieter? Now, there's other things that happen, like success or failure. If you have a major success in your life, hey, what are you doing nowadays? What's your story? Oh, I'm selling cars in a used car lot over in Hoboken. Oh, how'd you get into that? You know, it's almost embarrassing. It's like going to reunions. You know, unless you're successful, you feel a little bit of embarrassment about your where you are. Or if you are successful, sometimes people resent you. What stops you from being more in touch with your family, with your friends? What stops you from reaching out? Did you ever get the feeling that you're the only one doing the reaching and that they're not doing anything? You're the only one. You know, you're the only one who is doing any work in the relationship. Usually that's a perception that you need something that you don't have. There are many reflections on fun that friends could do. If you have a good friend, you could spend a lot of time going back over, remember when we did this, remember when we did that. It could be an amazing thing. It could be an amazing union. But it's very important, my friends, I believe, to not feel alone on this planet. So whatever it takes to nurture a friendship, it's usually worthwhile. Now, sometimes friendships are nurtured around negativity. Two people getting together to complain about the world. I don't find that those are the best friendships that last the longest, because if you're down, the last person you want to be with is somebody else who's down. So if possible, find a friend with a positive energy and try to bring your positive energy to it. And that means, again, related to yesterday's program, which you should listen to, which you can, on triangulation, don't talk about other people. Try not to complain. Try not to talk. Try not to gossip about people. You could talk about yourself. You could talk about things. But try not to just use as a way of getting together with somebody else talking about someone else. One of the things that men do, the difference between men and women, men get together and they have a comradeship. But one of the things they found is that when men feel close to men, they usually do so shoulder to shoulder, looking out at something else. So spectator sports. Terrific. You're my buddy. I'm shoulder to shoulder with you. We're looking at the spectator sports. We are looking out. We are looking together. And that's friendship for men, mostly. Women don't do that. They do face-to-face friendship. So I'm looking at you and talking to you. And what women tend to do when they start talking to each other is they start talking about their boyfriends, their men friends. And it's always such a funny thing. You get in a relationship with somebody else and you talk to your girlfriend or your woman talking to a friend, and you're talking about your boyfriend. And one wonders why you toss that in. So that day you may be angry at him. So you say negative things. And your mate gets this impression and says, oh my God, what a horrible guy. How could you be with him? And then the following day you make up with him and you go back and you say to your mate, oh no, it's all okay, it's all wonderful. Now your mate, your friend doesn't know what to do. But generally, it's a good idea never to talk about your intimate relationships with a complaint. Deal with it yourself. Deal with it with your mate. Try not to share it with someone else. However, we must keep in mind the role of hormones here. One of the advantages of friendship, especially for women, is serotonin. Serotonin, that wonderful hormone that makes us feel good, period. If you have high serotonin, it makes you feel good in general, but men hold on to their serotonin. They replenish it quickly if they lose it. Women lose it through their menstrual cycles, and when it's gone, it's very hard to get back. One of the things they found is that if a woman is in conversation with another woman, it raises your serotonin level. So very often, just the act of talking to somebody for 20 minutes makes you feel better, not because of what you said. It didn't matter what you talked about. You could be doing it at the nail salon. It raises your serotonin level if you're a woman. For men, it doesn't work that way. For men, the way they get their joy is side by side, looking at something else, watching TV, watching a game, watching whatever they're watching. So this is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. My question to you is, would you like to reach out to friends? And here's a very interesting thing for Facebook. Because here we are on a Facebook page, and there are people who are friends to The Positive Mind right on this page. Kindly people. There are people tuning into this program right this minute. And they'd like to let themselves be known. So maybe you guys will reach out to each other. And this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. I am wishing you the best for the new year, of course. And maybe I'll bring you from Shadowfax, The Dreams of Children, which is what I believe that we all have. That there's some part of us that is just dreaming that the world could be a safe place, a beautiful place, a place where we could hold hands with someone else, whether it be a lover or a friend. Hey, I'll speak to you next year, my friends. Be sure to reach out to each other.